An 18-member Labour Market Reform Commission has been established to oversee the review of existing policies and practices in five areas of the labour market and to make recommendations to enhance Jamaica's economic competitiveness. The committee, set up in April 2015, will review education and training, productivity, technology and innovation, labour policies and legislation, social protection and industrial relations.
We all, as Jamaicans, accept that if we don't get economic growth, then we are on a path of disaster. To get economic growth, we have to have the critical element, human resources. The delivery of performance by that group is vital. And of course, we need to put this into an overall policy document.
Chairman of the Labour Market Reform Commission, Dr. Marshall Hall. Dr. Hall says in order for the country's human resources to perform at their best, they must be properly trained, educated, and have measures designed to make them more productive. And so today, we examine the education and the training aspect of the commission. Chairman of the Education and Training Subcommittee and Executive Director of the Heart Trust National Training Academy, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says his team is exploring the best ways to facilitate various levels of training to ensure that persons can acquire the requisite skills needed to increase productivity.
It is critical for us then to look at all the systems that would be required to ensure that the workforce is ready to take advantage of what the economy is presenting to them. And so we are looking at a national repository for labour market information where all education and training institutions would be informed. We are looking at our education and training system, focusing on outcomes, the competencies that persons are leaving with, and are those competencies what the labour market is demanding.
Dr. Wesley says a lot of what is spurring economic activity is coming from foreign direct investments, and in order to attract and maintain these, Jamaica must have a workforce that is recognized internationally as competent.
We're talking about the hospitality and tourism sector. We're talking about the business process outsourcing. We're talking about logistics. We're talking about animation. All those areas are areas that are driving employment and demand right now. And so based on what the labor market would indicate to us, we expect that your education and training system would now align their programs to ensure persons who are seeking training are directed in these parts to enhance their prospects of being employed at the end.
While overcoming the lack of proper training and certification is integral, overcoming a negative perception of skilled labor is also vital.
The perception about certain skill areas and persons gravitating towards the traditional area of studies when the job market is not really calling for a lot of those individuals. And so the perception of parents, the perception of even teachers, to recognize the importance of acquiring a skill that will allow them to be gainfully employed at the end of their training is one of the issues that we'll have to deal with. Changing public perception.
While the focus will be on students primarily, the attitudes and information available to educators will also be a major focus.
We also see critical that persons who are currently giving guidance to those who are choosing a career path, that those persons are actually using information that is relevant, information that is current, intelligence that is coming from the labor market information system to guide persons in selecting the respective career that they would want to pursue and to increase the likelihood of those individuals being employed upon completion.
Chairman of the Education and Training Subcommittee and Executive Director of the Heart Trust National Training Academy, Dr. Wayne Wesley. Along with addressing those challenges, the reform of the labor market will also seek to concentrate on other threats, including trade liberalization, which places local producers at a disadvantage by promoting mass-produced imports over locally produced goods.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.